just the simple inflation of education, increased teacher salaries and so forth. And that will create a little bit more disparity.
Thank you. Are there questions of Mr. Cole? Thank you.
Thanks.
Mr. McPeter? Steve?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Steve McPeter, the Executive Director of the Alaska Council of School Administrators. We have given you our position paper, but I wanted to highlight that our president, John Wittevine, did go on record at an earlier hearing when we discussed a previous bill, saying that we need to bring this resolution, a resolution to this issue of single dual sites. We also wanted to point out the importance of having an appropriation going along with this adjustment that is recommended in this bill, so that we can adequately equalize the funding across the state and not take one from the other to make this adjustment. I also wanted to point out the fact that when you were questioning Mr. Cole and the fact of the formula itself, mm-hmm. we can't wait for the department to come in with a revised formula. As we know, those of us who have been around for a few years who worked with foundation formulas know that it takes time, that it always gets put off one more year and put off one more year. Meanwhile, there's an inequity out there that needs to be adjusted. We would strongly recommend that this be addressed this year, that we do not wait for any further studies to come down the pike or any large fixes to take place for the foundation program in the future, because we don't know when it's going to occur. And finally, I'd like to be sure that we emphasize the fact that the single dual site issue is extremely important to our organization, but so is the $63,000 funding appropriation. So I don't want to lose sight of the fact that 63 is important. As you've heard from the Anchorage people, we're looking at $25 million in reduction. So we need to look at the $63,000 and the resolution of the single site issue.
I agree. Senator Cotton.
How do you feel about taking care of one and not the other?
If we take care of one, well, if we take care of the single site, I think we need to take care of the single site issue. I think that is number one. It's been around a long time, and we
regardless
need to be sure
of what we do with the 60-63 issue.
No, I think that goes in partnership with it, because you have to look at the whole picture, and to all the districts that are affected. This issue has been on the fire before you for the last 6 years, and it's time for the adjustment to take place. The 63, we've been trying in the last at least 3 years very strongly argue the need for the continual adjustment to the instructional unit value. So they really go hand in hand in our eyes.
Senator, go ahead.
Well, you know, looking at Senate Bill 7 now, this, you know, it's sitting on the Senate Bill 7 sitting on the president's desk, and so our choices now are to accept it without the change to the Title 14 changes on the small schools, or to reject the House amendments, put it into conference, and then we'd have the opportunity to do not all of what's in this bill. We could, with that bill, just do what we did in House Bill 7, go up to the 500 students. So I guess that's, I mean, you're looking at this as something that satisfies you, but this one here as something that falls short.
It does fall a little short. That's true, because when you're getting up into the 800 bracket, you're talking of schools, single school sites that have proven over the years definite funding inequity in the formula. That is correct.
So I'm trying to visualize what this package really, how it really comes down. And so if this bill were to get in a position to pass, this one, and then we accepted the House amendments on Senate Bill 7, then we would have accepted the $63,000 level.
Plus.
But then the funding question remains, and that, as you know, is not likely to, or at least there's a chance, it's not likely to happen early this session. There seems to be a hesitancy to move forward with funding on any particular program. At least that seems to be the indications that the legislature is putting out at the moment.
That seems to be the indication we're receiving, and we would certainly like to speed up the process, Senator, if there's any way we can. And speaking to your specific question, there are two pieces of legislation currently in one in the House and one in the Senate that does speak to the full funding of $63,000 plus the single site adjustment, and we would definitely support either of those pieces of legislation.
But what's potentially going to happen here is that Senate 446 will pass, and the Senate will accept the House amendments to Senate Bill 7, and then that's two pieces, and the third piece remains uncertain. So how do you feel about that? I mean,
Could you not take your Senate Bill 7 into a free conference committee and make those adjustments as recommended in this piece of legislation?
No, I'm just saying that what's potential here is that we could pass 446 and then accept the House amendments to 7. So then we've done two things. We've set the level at 63,
yes,
and we've accomplished the goal here on small and single site. But the funding leg, the third leg, is
the appropriation.
So should we do these two things? And even though that it may be that the funding isn't settled until
late
in the session.
What you're saying is we need to have both pieces of the appropriation and the setting of the funding level going in partnership. Is that what I understand?
Well, my guess is that there's something they seem to have been hooked up so far. I mean, I don't think I'm talking out of school here by suggesting that there seems to be a connection.
There definitely has to be an appropriation to follow the legislation that establishes the formula.
So without the certainty on the appropriation, then you don't support this? Is it?
Oh, no, that's not true at all.
Okay, I'm trying to figure that out.
Right now, we are supporting the changes to the foundation formula as recommended for the single site
mm-hmm.
formula change. We are supporting the 63,000 instructional unit level of funding.
Right.
Okay, there's no question about either one of those positions.
Regardless of the funding level.
We'll fight out the funding level with the legislature as best we can. We want those funds there. We believe we have justified very adequately the level of funding that we are requesting the state come forth with.
You're hard to get pinned down. Suppose the funding doesn't show up, do you still want these bills to pass?
We want the funding to show up.
Well, I know you do, so do I.
Well,
if it doesn't show up,
but you still want the bill.
Still want the piece of legislation.
Even though you risk the possibility of funding not showing up.
At this point in time, we would take that risk.
All right.
It's early in the session. We would certainly hope that this legislature, we would certainly hope that this committee would support our position in the funding level.
I must say, it's nice to have somebody come before and state what they believe, and I think he's doing that, and I wish we'd gotten a little bit of that earlier on in this meeting today, if you'll pardon the expression.
I think you're right.
Senator Hoffman.
You ready for a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Well, I don't know whether I am or not. thank you very much, Mr. McPeter. Do we have others that wish to be heard? We do not, with that, we would close the public hearing. We don't have all of the members. If you have additional questions, we can wait or we can send this forward. Senator Hoffman, since you stayed with us, graced us with your presence to this point, we'll allow you to make the motion.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 446 with the accompanying fiscal notes out of the committee with individual recommendations.
Is there a discussion? Objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Meeting's adjourned.